On these very hard stories. This podcast is committed to reporting COVID through the lens of social, economic, environmental, and racial justice. And certainly this story here really pretty much ticks all of those boxes. We'll continue to follow up. Just as a reminder, that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at Noise Filter on Instagram, Noise Filter NOLA on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving, and remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers and the host of News from the Boo. News from the Boo is the show where we talk about all things KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers, our listeners, our members, anyone who's interested in learning about what's going on at KBOO. And the first thing we need to talk about what's going on at KBOO is happening today. It's actually happening at 6:30, so just in around 45 minutes from right now, KBOO will be hosting an online panel discussion about the documentary BAM, Chicago's Black Arts Movement. So the documentary BAM, Chicago's Black Arts Movement, introduces viewers to the history of Chicago's Black Arts Movement and reflects on the extensive national and international impact of Chicago's Black writers, musicians, and community organizers, and the organizations and institutions that they supported. The panel is going to have the filmmakers Tabdi Lewis and Pavithra Narayanan, and two Chicago poets that are in the documentary, Illinois Poet Laureate Angela Jackson and esteemed poet, playwright, and youth worker Yuseni Eugene Parks. So again, that starts at 6:30 in just about 45 minutes. You can still register to go to the event. This is a free event. All you have to do is register online so that you can get the links to the online discussion, which is being held on Zoom. And also when you register, you also get a link to the full 55-minute documentary to watch for free. And that link to watch the documentary will stay active for a few days after the panel. So right now, since we're less than 45 minutes at this point away from the start of the panel, you'll have a chance to watch the full documentary afterwards. So again, if you want to attend that online panel discussion that starts at 6:30 tonight, that's just in a few minutes, for KBOO's online panel discussion of BAM, Chicago's Black Arts Movement, just go to our website at kboo.fm, and right there on the front of our homepage, you'll see a banner. Just click on that and you can register for that panel that starts at 6:30 tonight. This is very exciting. So hope to see you all there. Just gonna mention that this is also a benefit for KBOO. So it is definitely free. And if you can show your support through a donation to KBOO, you can do that as well on the registration page. And thank you to everybody who attends or who donates for supporting KBOO. This is going to be a great event. Also, for anyone who is a KBOO listener, During the months of February and March, we have a whole bunch of special programming that we're calling Just For You, special programming just for you. Special programming on air that's created by our volunteers. In the month of February, we heard the special African American and Black History Month interviews about KBOO, and then we also had World Radio Day. And one last thing happening this month, we have special programming this Saturday. That's Saturday 27th. Rip City Basement is going to be doing a special, so tune in for that. That is this Saturday, February 27th at 10 p.m. Tune in to hear Bremboy and all the special programming that he has for his show. And next coming up in the month of March, on Wednesday, March 3rd, is the March 4th Metal Marathon. Now, it's called March 4th because it starts on Wednesday, March 3rd. That's at 10 p.m. at night, and it goes all the way into the next day, ending at 5:30 a.m. on March 4th. So again, tune into that Metal Marathon beginning on Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 p.m. That's next Wednesday, March 3rd. It's a special benefit show for KBOO featuring 7.5 hours of brutality from your friendly neighborhood of hosts from Heavy Metal Vomit Party, The Metal Margin, Oil for Kisses, and Pandemonium. So tune in for all you metal fans, all your favorite KBOO metal hosts will be on the air. 7.5 hours, that's going to be. So tune in for that. You can listen, of course, on 90.7 FM if you're in the Portland metro area, or you can always stream it online at kboo.fm from anywhere in the world. Then on International Women's Day, that's March 8th, there's going to be special programming throughout the day. Starts early in the morning, goes all the way into the evening. Again, that's on Monday, March 8th. So tune in for that. Then at the end of that week, on Saturday, March 13th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., is the Bluegrass Marathon. And that is an annual event this year. It's going to sound a little bit different because we're not going to be having any live bands in station, but you're still going to be hearing from all your favorite KBOO hosts. They're going to be playing a little bit of some of the favorite sets from previous Bluegrass Marathons, as well as some special guests, some special music just for the day. So again, that's the Bluegrass Marathon on Saturday, March 13th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Then on Wednesday, March 17th, another all-nighter from 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. Life During Wartime is doing an all-night marathon. So tune in for that. Again, starting on Wednesday, March 17th at 10 p.m. Now I have an ask for you, our listeners, our supporters of KBOO. We are looking for people to record a testimonial for KBOO. You've heard them probably on the air on KBOO before, where we have actual KBOO listeners, actual KBOO members record a really quick, like 1 minute testimonial about why they support KBOO. And we air these during our membership drives, and we got our spring membership drive coming up in a few weeks. And we would love for you to tell other listeners of KBOO why they should support KBOO and what inspires you to give. So when you're ready to record a testimonial for KBOO, for all those instructions on how to do it, it's really, really simple. Just go to our website at kboo.fm. On right on the front of our homepage, you'll see we have a little banner that says record a testimonial for KBOO. Click on that. It has a short kind of template script, so you know exactly what you need to say, how to say it. And then all you got to do is send us your testimonial by either just recording it on KBOO's mobile app. There's a recording feature there. That's the easiest way to get it to us. Or just recording it yourself on your phone or other recording device, and then just emailing it to us at program@kboo.org. Again, that's program@kboo.org. And there's even another way is to call our testimonial line. And all you have to do is just leave a voicemail on KBOO's testimonial line, and we will turn that in to the on-air spot. So that phone number is 503-231-8255. 8032 extension 302. Again, that phone number is 503-231-8032 extension 302. And I know I just said a lot, so for all those details, just go onto our website again, kbu.fm, right there on the front page. Another reminder for our KBOO listeners out there, KBOO is still accepting applications for our 2021 Artist in Residence. Those applications are due on April 7th, so there's still plenty of time to pull together portfolio and resume. As always, go to the website for all the full details on that. Next on the announcement list, volunteer orientations. Just a quick reminder that if you are interested in becoming a volunteer at KBOO, the first step in becoming a volunteer at KBOO is to attend one of our volunteer orientations. Our next orientation is on Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. To attend, all you have to do is register online. There's no prerequisites or anything. You just got to register online to get the Zoom link because they're being held online. If you go on to our website and do a little scrolling, you'll see an announcement that says Spring 2021 Volunteer Orientation for New Volunteers. You'll also see the other dates on there. We have Friday, April 2nd and Tuesday, May 4th. You can register for those as well. So to volunteer at KBOO, you don't need any experience in radio, although we welcome those who do have experience in radio. KBOO has classes to teach people radio all the way from absolute beginner classes all the way up through, you know, live music mixing and on-air hosting. And of course, we always have off-air positions as well. So become a volunteer for KBOO by attending that next orientation on Saturday, March 13th at 10 a.m. Okay, some announcements for our volunteers. We have classes coming up on Thursday, February 25th at 4 p.m. We have Programming Essentials. So anyone who is a new show host or is thinking about turning in a program proposal to have a new show, this is a class to take so that you learn all the details about what programmers have to do. In addition to hosting their show, there's other things like setting up your webpage and how do you do that. So again, that's Thursday the 25th at 4 p.m. Then on Friday, February 26th at noon, there is Beginning Digital Editing and Audio Production Basics. This is where you're going to be taught the very basics in radio terminology and how to use the audio editing software Audacity. That's, again, on Friday, this Friday at noon. Then very, very important dates coming up next week is the all-programmer meeting for Spring 2021. We have a few dates for those, so the first one that you can attend, you just need to attend one of these dates. They're all the same meeting, but being held at different times. So we hope as many people as possible can come from our programmers. Again, this is one of those required classes, but you should just come because it's really good to hear about all the updates for KBOO and say hi to everybody. It's always one of my favorite meetings. So Wednesday, March 3rd is the first meeting you can attend at 10 a.m. Then on March 4th and March 5th, we'll be having all programmer meetings at 6:30 p.m. Then on Saturday, March 6th, the last meeting you can attend is being held at 10 a.m. So if you can't attend any of those dates, make sure that you talk to Asia or Tammy and let them know in advance that you're not going to be able to make it. If you want to attend any of these classes, just check the volunteer email or all programmer email that gets sent out to all of our KBOO volunteers, and we include all the links for the classes in there. If you're not getting the emails, let us know. by emailing our volunteer coordinator, volunteer@kbo.org, or if you're not getting the all programmer emails, let Asia know at program@kboo.org. So that's all the time we got for News from the Boo for this week. Way out of time. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in.
Judy Berry from Earth First, and when I'm in Portland, I listen to non-commercial community radio, KBOO Portland, no compromise in defense of the truth.
KBOO is hiring a membership director. Our membership director maintains relationships with KBOO members and listeners, create a process to meet or exceed fundraising goals, and manage the membership